Good evening, this is Awani Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Friday, 24th September 2021. Top stories for today. A study by the Institute for Clinical Research in Malaysia showed that Sinovac's COVID-19 vaccine is highly effective against serious illness. The study conducted by the Malaysian government found that 0.011% of about 7.2 million recipients of the Sinovac shot required treatment in intensive care units for COVID-19 infections. Vaccinations in general have reduced the risk of admission to intensive care by 83% and lowered the risk of death by 88% based on a small study involving about 1.26 million people, said Kalayara Superior Sami, a director at the institute that conducted the study along with the National COVID-19 Task Force. Meanwhile, states that have moved to the next phase of the National Recovery Plan, NRP, will allow operation of educational institutions under the Ministry of Education in 2 weeks after the transition takes place. The ministry said this applies to states such as Johor, Pahang and Negeri Sembilan, which moved to the next phase of NRP today. Malaysia reports another 14,554 COVID-19 infections, bringing the cumulative total to more than 2.1 million. According to the data from the Ministry of Health, Sarawak tops the list with 2,825 cases, followed by Selangor, Johor, Sabah, Penang and Perak. Other states that reported within three-digit cases are Kelantan, Kedah, Terengganu, Pahang, Melaka, Kuala Lumpur and Negeri Sembilan. Meanwhile, Perlis reported 65 cases and Putrajaya had 30. There were no new infections detected in Labuan in the last 24 hours. On the international front, more than half of Australia's adult population were fully vaccinated against COVID-19 as of today, authorities said, as they step up inoculations in hopes of easing restrictions while cases linger near daily record levels in Victoria. Meanwhile, the anti-lockdown protests in Melbourne continue among workers for 3 straight days. Police have made some arrests today as they look to prevent more protests. The US Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has endorsed booster shots of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine for Americans 65 and older, residents of nursing homes and adults aged 80 to 64 with underlying health conditions. According to the CDC, as of Thursday, 55% of the US population is fully vaccinated, while 64% had received at least one dose. That's all on Awani Daily Dose for today. I'm Melissa Fernando. Visit astroawani.com for more on these stories.